This dedication was written by Bill Ellison, the writer of two books, Kiwi at Large and Kiwi Vagabond. Errol served in World War II, alongside VC and bar winner Charles Upham. Dedication to Lieutenant Ralph Doughty. Thank you so very much for giving me the opportunity to read these truly wonderful diaries written by your great, great uncle Lieutenant Doughty. It is truly a most unique and most interesting set of diaries, and is well worthy of publication. The writer doesn't set out to glorify himself or war. He writes in such a straightforward style, as though he's writing a letter to family or close friends. The very writing material on which the young lieutenant writer uses is unusual, the leather horse harness. It also seems as though he wanted the horses to take a part in the diaries, for he began his military life with the horses, but he also took a keen and active interest in all aspects of a gunner's life, and it seems his officers soon recognized his worth and his courage, for he soon was made a first lieutenant. He certainly earned his rank and his military cross. His diary notes are certainly the most interesting I've read. They give such a vivid account of real life and death on Gallipoli and in Flanders fields. He doesn't set out to impress, and yet no other diary notes I've read are as true and vivid as his. And I learned from his diary much more than from many of the other histories I've read. Until I read his diaries, I was not aware that so many aircraft, on both sides, were used, and so many submarines. Nor did I realize that so many other nationalities were involved apart from the British and the Anzacs, the Turks, and of course the Germans. I was surprised to read that Greek troops, some thousands, were also involved, and the French and French Africa troops. Then of course from the hell of Gallipoli he went on to serve in the harrowing mud of Ypres, then to his death in the shambles of Passchendaele. He had a very, very long and hard war. His MC was well earned. I should think he meant to send his diary notes home, for he probably would not have had much time to write letters. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to read these truly unique diaries. By Bill Ellison.